Agreed, Ducerne nodded. On the other hand, Jaspar, you said you had two messages, one from Emerald and one from Delphirac. Why don't we set Narmon aside for the moment? We're going to have to make some hard decisions in his case, but it might be as well to let that pot simmer away in the backs of our brains for a few minutes. Besides, if these messages are going to have an impact on one another, we probably need to hear both of them before we get too deeply involved with figuring out what to do about one of them.
That makes sense, Trinair agreed, and turned back to Clinton. What about this message from Thérèse, Jaspar?
I'm not sure it has any bearing at all on Narmon and Emerald.
Clinton sounded irritated all over again, as if he resented having his ire redirected.
Perhaps not, Trinair said patiently. On the other hand, we have to hear it sooner or later, so we might as well go ahead and hear it now.
Oh, very well.
Clinton leaned back in his chair.
According to Father Stiven, the seizure of the Carisian merchant ships in Farade didn't go what one might call smoothly.
What does that mean, exactly?
Ducerne asked, feeling a familiar, unpleasant tightening sensation in his stomach muscles.
It means the frigging heretics were too fucking stupid to do the smart thing,
Clinton grunted.
When the Delphirakan troops tried to board their ships, they resisted, which was stupid of them. Terminally stupid, as a matter of fact.
Some of them were killed, you mean?
Ducerne pressed.
No, I don't mean some of them were killed,
Clinton half sneered.
I mean all of them were.
What?
The one-word question came from Trinair, not Ducerne, and Clinton looked at the Chancellor.
I mean that once they started killing Delphirakans, the gloves came off,
he said, and shrugged.
That's the sort of thing that happens when you're stupid enough to piss off armed troops in someone else's port. Are you saying there were no Carisian survivors at all?
Ducerne demanded.
There may have been a handful,
Clinton shrugged again.
According to Father Stiven, there couldn't have been any more than that. Not aboard the ships the Delphirakans managed to keep from leaving port, at any rate.
You mean some of them got away?
Trinair sounded even unhappier than he had a moment before.
A half dozen or so,
Clinton confirmed.
Apparently they were the ships anchored too far out to be boarded directly from dockside, and at least one of them was apparently one of the Carisian's damned privateers, presumably in disguise. At any rate, it was heavily armed with the new artillery, and it covered the others while they ran for it.
Trinair looked at Ducerne, and the Treasurer General understood the Chancellor's dismay perfectly. Any escapees from Farade must be well on their way back to Caris by now, complete with their version of what had happened. And despite Clinton's cavalier attitude, Ducerne was sickly certain the Carisians would be able to describe what had happened as a massacre with complete accuracy. Worse, many of the ships involved would have been family-owned enterprises, and given traditional Carisian practice where crewing such ships was concerned, a lot of those dead Carisians would have been women and children.
"Has it come to this so quickly?"
Ducerne demanded.
"And why is the message about this from Father Stiven and not his bishop?"
He could think of at least one reason for the intendant to have sent his own messages, independent of the bishop, and he didn't like that reason one bit. But if Clinton suspected that the Inquisition's agent in Farade was getting his report in early in an effort to put his own spin on a disaster at least partially of his own creation, no sign of it crossed the vicar's face. For that matter, Clinton seemed totally oblivious to the potentially disastrous consequences of the incident.
"And for all we know, this isn't the only incident like it, either," Ducerne thought. "It could be simply the first one we've heard about, so far."
"This is very serious news," Trinair said,
with what Ducerne privately considered to be dizzying understatement.
Once word gets back to Corris, they're going to denounce this entire unfortunate affair as a deliberate massacre carried out at the Inquisition's direct orders.
It was nothing of the sort, Clinton said. On the other hand, I'm not going to pretend I'm shedding any tears for a batch of heretics who got exactly what their own heresy and stupidity deserved. For that matter, they got off lightly.
I'm not asking you to pretend anything. Trenaire kept his voice level, his tone even. I'm simply pointing out that Corris is going to proclaim to the entire world that we ordered the deliberate slaughter of merchant seamen and their families, Jaspar, as part of our campaign against the schismatics. They'll use it to justify their rebellion and whatever counter-atrocities they decide to stage.